and breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Miz.
95 BFM, Delaney. It's stonkers like that to start the segment well, don't they?
Good How morning. Are you? Good
it's
morning.
A teppanyaki table tale worth telling, but I won't tell it today.
It sounded like a great date, though.
Yeah, it was a good date. It was a great date. And because that sort of ruined the meal. So then we had to go do something else.
Mikey was just telling a disastrous date story.
Can add that.
It wasn't anything to do with me. I was doing a great job.
Or the restaurant. We can add that place to the list of great first date places.
Yeah, teppanyaki. Bit of interaction.
Yeah, sure.
Something a bit tactile.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. What else?
Female sports jock comes and runs.
Speaking of eating out, though, we were talking last week about if you want to go on date night, but you are pregnant.
Yeah, we were talking like fancy, but not too fancy.
Yeah.
And then my pregnant friend threw a pregnancy spinner in the mix and was like, what about me? Can't eat raw fish. Not supposed to eat
cheese and stuff.
Uncooked egg.
Yeah, garlic. Uncooked egg.
Garlic.
I've got quite a lot of pregnant friends at the moment, and some are much more strict on themselves than others, let me put it that way.
So I know what you mean.
Some sort of don't mind so
much. Some are more sort of verging towards the madman sort of era.
Just definitely strict, and then, others just like, hey, what's the harm in a shandy, you know.
Right, yeah. I just remember that episode of Mad Men where the pregnant woman clouts someone else's kid as they run past them at the barbecue, and then she pours herself another bourbon. It's just like,
different times.
We are not condoning that kind of behaviour.
No, these are different times.
But I thought first and foremost that Ema would be a good shout. Ema down in Fort Lane. Israeli food. You order your protein and then you share all the sides on the table, regardless. So you get all the salads. I think there's five, and they're made fresh every day. And it's all just by chance gluten free, and I think they might all be vegan. That might be not true, but they're definitely vegetarian. You know, heavy all the sides,
yeah, sure.
And then you just order your meat or chicken or fish or whatever on top, and it's kind of a shared feast, and it's all just really delicious.
Must be a lot more obvious flavors. What's in the food as well if it's kind of separated.
Yeah, and I mean the staff down there are so good. They just are all over that. So I thought that was a great one. Sort of fancy but not too fancy.
Nice.
And just really delicious. Love Middle Eastern.
Really delicious.
You know?
Yeah.
Great flavours, great textures.
And
great times.
So you've had a big week though. You're hosting a tent.
Yes,
hosted a stage. A hostess at the. You were hostessing.
I was
at Taste Auckland.
I was at Taste of Auckland all weekend, in the Electrolux Taste Theatre, and we had chef demos rolling through all weekend, which was great.
Lots of people, just mega people. As many people as I thought, or.
I'm not sure, actually. Don't know the final numbers, but mostly good weather, apart from Saturday when it rained. But that was okay. That always kind of adds to a party atmosphere a little bit. You know, people kind of just hunker down and drink wine. For the uninitiated,
what is Taste?
It's a food festival. So it's like a little food village, basically, that just pops up for 4 days. They have chef's demos, stalls.
Everything's free.
Nah.
Ish.
You pay for your ticket and then you buy your wine and food on top of it.
Do you wear your wine glass around the neck?
No, not anymore, which is good.
Thank God. That's like the real culture devil for food and wine festival. We're so cultural once a week. When I lived there, we moved out for a couple of days because there's so many pissed fuckers there.
Oh my God.
It always reminds me of Toast Martinborough too, down in Wellington.
Yeah, just DJ'd that.
Drunk Yo Pros and country road dresses.
Yeehaw.
That was me a few years ago. Anyway. So Taste, you have a reusable glass, I believe, that you purchase. But they choose 10 restaurants from Auckland that have, are able to serve food to people. So they have a menu of about 4 dishes. And so I ate a delicious Bedutzi meatball. That was slow-cooked lamb.
Yum.
And it was in a pitta. So I got told you smash the meatball and then fold it up and then eat it in the pitta. And I had a few of them. They were very good.
Isn't smashing the meatball just doing a disservice to the person who balled the meat?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they said they were slow cooked, and so it was all just like, lush and soft.
Yeah. Basically, wanted to be smashed.
So you can't smash it until it's in the bread because you don't want to lose all the amazing.
I realise that, but
inside.
I mean, so
yeah,
It's a technical term.
Ask
General Manager Houston. No.
Okay. So that was good. They had crayfish on the barbecue. On
I'll
the
have
clothes.
Some of those. I'll have some of that. I had three of those once.
They slinged a lot of crayfish over the weekend.
What are they charging for crayfish?
I think it was about $22 for a half.
For a half a crayfish?
Sizeable?
Half of a piece of a half crayfish.
Now, they were small, but it was half.
You mean a quarter, basically.
I don't know.
A piece,
I don't know
a portion, a portion of crayfish.
But I had some great chefs up on stage. We had George Calambaris.
What makes a great chef? What made a great chef?
So a great demo, I think, is teaching people something that they can actually take home. Yeah. And
boiling water. How to do that?
Well, no, they had an induction cooktop. Took 40 seconds. Boiling water was a piece of cake. Yeah.
Is this where the Electrolux tie-in comes in?
Yeah, totally.
Damn induction.
But there were a
tops.
Couple. So the guy from Augustus Bistro, I've not actually been there. At you know, that's in that big, beautiful building at Three Lamps, the old post office on the
where,
corner.
Where
Sadat used to be.
No. Sadat's in the arcade down a little bit,
right.
In the Bocashop.
Still there, isn't it?
Yeah, Sadat's still there. But anyway, Augustus Bistro was like a sort of Frenchy kind of restaurant and
bistro.
And their chef did fish. He sort of, you know, taught you how to fillet the fish, taught you how to make a fine dining sauce, also taught you how to make like a more simple version to make at home. So that was a very informative demo, you know, right. and delicious.
Lovely. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, real good time.
Jump in with a text saying, dang, you sold me on the Middle Eastern feast, but I didn't catch the name of the place.
Ema. I-M-A. It means Monday.
Whereabouts is that?
It's on Fort Street. Fort Lane.
Nice one.
Yeah. They've been around a long time. She does some of the, Yale is the woman's name who owns it and runs it and is awesome. She does some of the best hot cross buns in Auckland, if not the best.
Now, Fort Lane, I'm normally assume Fort Lane's just full of out of it dorks most of the time.
No.
During the day, it's a beautiful place for a meal, is it?
Yeah, well, it's been paved over, so it's now one of those shared spaces.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
It's not Fort Lane. It's actually Fort Street.
Fort Street, am I talking about?
Sorry.
So Fort Lane's pretty much, that's when you start getting all
night clubby. Lane does have restaurants on it now. That's where kind of everybody's in Cassia.
Yeah, that's Fort Lane.
I'm talking about Fort Street proper, has been paved.
It's a shared space.
They have outdoor tables.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
It's a lot nicer than...
So is it towards the Queen Street end or the other end?
It's sort of bang smack in the middle.
Bang smack in the middle. Okay, all right, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Ema.
Delicious.
Ema.
Really good. And now, you've been having apple cider vinegar?
A little bit, you've been getting into that. Yeah, sure. You know.
Like, really good for you.
Yeah.
Great for digestion.
Great. Yeah.
Start your day.
Yeah. Help me through that this illness that I had in the weekend. That was really sucked. And but the episode of it just did some clearing out.
And we were talking citrus too, which is still good. One of the chefs did a citrus dressing for his kingfish sashimi. We talk about kingfish all the time, but
let's keep talking about it.
He did a whole. It was Glenn from Bidutzi. He did a whole fish. So he broke it down. You know, showed us how to fillet it, and then made this dressing. It was equal. It was a lime, a lemon, and an orange zest and juice.
Zest and juice.
Yeah, for both. And then taste and sort of adjust. He added a bit more orange, I think. And then chili, fresh chili. What else went in there? A bit of olive oil. It was very simple.
Drizzle on top?
He made thinly sliced fennel salad. Just fennel and put the dressing through it and then sort of put that on top. A few microgreens.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that was... Oh, he actually put sumac in it as well. So it's just olive oil.
What is that?
Sumac is like a tangy... spice.
Yeah.
That's used a lot in Middle Eastern cooking, actually. It gives you almost like a lemony kind of... It's great. Sure. It's really great. It's great on kumara fries if you're cooking them. He mixed it with sea salt, so made a sumac salt, which you could use on anything.
Sure. Easy to find?
Yeah, easy to find. Yeah, in the spice section. Yeah.
All right, sumac.
Yep. So he did, orange, lemon, lime, sumac, salt, olive oil and chili.
Oh, very simple, very comfortable, kingfish. Delicious, and on kingfish.
Very, very good.
Where would you get your kingfish from if you're buying kingfish?
I would hope that, I'd want my boyfriend to go fishing and catch it for me.
Yeah, same, I would go catch it, but I mean, you know, let's just say I had done the boat for a start.
Otherwise, Lee Fish, who supply lots of the restaurants, is kind of a sustainable outfit up in Lee.
Yep.
They're really good, so you could probably get in touch with them. Otherwise, probably just check out the market.
Yep.
Yeah, talk to your fishmonger, he said, you know, and find out when it's from and, You want it really fresh.
Fishmonger's a terrible name, isn't it? A fish specialist.
Yeah.
You know?
A fishmonger. Great.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Fishmonger. Hey, Delaney, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.